Ordinarily, Slim stayed in a little camp house down the creek a ways. But Sally Mae and Loper must have asked him to stay in their place while they were gone on the trip. Well, that afternoon, while Drover was doing his time in the machine shed corner, I went with Slim and helped him with the feeding. We fed alfalfa hay to those cattle up in the north pastures. Slim loaded most of the hay. Actually, he loaded all of the hay, but when he got down to the bottom tier of bales, I made a hand. Every time he moved one of the bottom bales, I was right there, ready to pounce on the rats that lived there. It's pretty impressive what I can do to a rat. I mean, the human race has spent hundreds of years looking for a better mousetrap. But in the rat department, the whole matter was settled the day cow dogs were invented. There's no better rat killer than a highly trained, highly conditioned, highly intelligent cow dog. In just a matter of minutes, I notched up 4 head of rats and also got bit on the lip, which is something a rat will do, bite the tar out of you, and it takes a little of the fun out of it. But I've never been the kind of dog who worried much about his lips. We got the hay loaded. As I recall, it was stacked about 5 high on the pickup. And as usual, I scrambled up to the top of the load. That's where I ride. A lot of dogs will try to weasel their way into the cab and ride inside where it's warm. Me, I've always figured that I could do more good up on top where I can see the country and, you know, keep an eye on things. Sure, it's cold up there, but that's just the price you pay for being on top. I mean, if you can't take it, maybe you ought to look around for a bird dog job. So off we went, driving north into a stiff north wind. That wind was colder than you might suppose. It cut me clean to the bone, and fellers, I was freezing my tail off. It was a good thing Drover hadn't come along. He'd have been moaning and crying and... Whose idea had it been for Drover to stand in the corner of the machine shed, where it was warm and dry? Surely it had been my idea, because I'm not easily swayed by what others say. But on the other hand, I was freezing my frazzling tail off in that wind. Oh, it must have been sweeping down them canyons at 70, 80 miles an hour. And I'm talking about blowing snow and icicles and slow death along with it. The kind of creeping cold that can freeze the tongue in your mouth and turn your insides into a solid block of ice in a matter of minutes. So when Slim stopped the pickup and got out to open the middle pasture gate, I staggered off the load and, well, decided that I could serve the ranch better by helping Slim with the driving. I wouldn't call that weaseling a ride. There's certain times and certain situations when... Look, I wouldn't have done the ranch any good if I'd stayed up there and got myself frozen to a solid block of ice.